The Wisconsin Dells FFA alumni and supporters are hosting a Farm to Fork breakfast fundraiser on Saturday, June 3rd from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. There will be farm tours, animals, and activities for the kids and adults alike. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. Chris Davis, Wisconsin Dells FFA alumni member and local dairy farmer, says this breakfast highlights community businesses and Wisconsin agriculture. He explains more about how they're working to connect consumers to agriculture through the breakfast, but also with other community partnerships.
Our goal for the dairy breakfast right now is a local fundraiser for local businesses to produce and to show what is grown locally, and just to kind of get the Dells tied into it, not just a tourist, but to get kind of the farming aspect back onto it. And then basically our organization supports the Wisconsin Dells High School FFA and Ag Business Department. And then we provide aid for the students to attend conventions, scholarships, volunteer, agricultural science projects. And majority of the fund for the breakfast is going towards the new brew farm project. And the brew farm project basically it's to teach the next generation how to take care of animals and where their food actually comes from. And then like some of the things that they are doing, they're collecting eggs, which are sold locally. The meat will be produced from the farm and will be put into the Wisconsin Dells lunch program.
So why was this event needed? What was the idea behind starting it?
So before there was a local major fundraiser, the Huber Brothers, which was a big tractor show that they had typically Father's Day weekend. And had a food booth there, and you know, kind of that was the major fundraiser. Well, a couple years ago, they decided that they were not going to do that anymore. So we had to come up with something and trying to come up with a different fundraiser. So we tried to, you know, come up with something that we can tie the Dells in. And in our local area, we really don't have, at this date, the first part of June, there is no dairy breakfasts.
So this is the second year this event is happening. What new changes or improvements have been made from last year to this year?
So last year we had it at the local park, Bowman Park. We moved it to the high school this year, trying to just kind of help, you know, show off the new school, show off the brew farm. And then we also teamed up with the New Haven Helping Hands 4-H Club. And they are going to provide a tractor and classic car show along with a ice cream sale. And then we will be selling tickets for a Farmall A, or you can get $2,000 cash.
So is the breakfast being sourced locally?
Yes, the homemade bread. Coffee is brewed just down the street. The cheese actually will be from Mullins. Our dairy and another dairy in the area supply the milk for them, along with 700 other patrons that they have. The eggs will be from the brew farm, and the milk is from Sassy Kelly.
So what are you guys doing to connect the Dells visitors and locals alike about Wisconsin agriculture through that farm to fork aspect of this event? How are you really targeting that group to educate them?
So we are trying to just, you know, give that aspect of that local, you know, trying to tie into the fact of, you know, where your product comes from, and you know that things are locally sourced. It isn't just coming from, you know, wherever, that there is opportunities to get local, and that's what we're trying to promote.
Many, when they think of Wisconsin Dells, they think of water parks, the water park capital of the world. But we both know, and most of our listeners know, it's more than that. There is agriculture involved here within the Dells. So can you describe any relationships you guys may have on conservation or energy efforts or things you're just helping with the Dells community in general?
So right now we are currently with the high school chapter. We supply vegetables and eggs to local restaurants and then the school lunch program. The program has also grown, will be growing and adding in the future beef, pork, sheep, sell to local restaurants and then the school lunch program. Right now they have planted asparagus, Christmas trees. They're raising chickens for the eggs, goats and potbelly pigs, for the students to take care of and kind of learn how to, you know, just take care of animals in general. And then, you know, it isn't just, you know, your cats and dogs. You know, once you learn to take care of another animal, you know, you're very diverse.
That farmland plot, is that going to be utilized throughout the year? summer throughout the school year just through the ag program, or is there going to be a community involvement to come teach these students about it too?
You know, it's going to kind of bring aspect into bringing the community, plus having community events into there, and then just kind of showing off the brew barn. You know, it's been there for ages. It was locally built. Some of the lumber was literally came from the state park, the Rocky Arbor State Park, to build this brew barn. So it's an historical marker.
Is there anything else that we should know about the Wisconsin Dells Agriculture or the work that the FFA alumni is doing?
We are always looking for new members. We meet bi-monthly and hoping to get more people involved so we can get this brew project, you know, kind of help and assist that where it needs to be.
And can you give us one last reminder of all the details for this event?
For the breakfast, $10 a person. Children under 5 are going to be free. It is going to be June 3rd from 8 to 12. And come and join us and have some delicious grilled cheese, scrambled eggs, cranberries, sassy cow milk, your coffee from Bella Goose. So, I mean, it should be a great event. There's going to be farm tractors there, old trucks, and then go and see the brew farm. You know, there's goats right now and chickens and all that.
That was Chris Davis, Wisconsin Dells FFA alumni member. Mark your calendars and have a family day learning about agriculture and the Farm to Fork Breakfast Fundraiser Saturday, June 3rd at the Wisconsin Dells High School. More information can be found in the article on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.